Hey there, Lady Coders. This is Noelle Lasherty, your host of this podcast. You know what? I don't know. I'm in a weird place today. I uncovered today that so many women I talk to are kind of facing the same problem and nobody's really talking about it. Like, I've had the same exact conversation 6, 7, 8 times. Different women, different companies, and they're all saying the same thing. You probably can guess. I don't know. Can you guess what it is? I should maybe make you guess and see if you can corroborate my theory or hypothesis. But, you know, there's just a lot of women out there that are struggling, especially, you know, most specifically high-performing women, right? Women that are very ambitious, high-performing, like rock stars, right? And a lot of the people that I know their work, right? I've seen their work. I have, I've been on teams with them, or I have been a stakeholder on teams with them, and they're just solid. And for some reason, at some point, they somehow start getting this perception, and I think that this perception is created by their leadership, that they're not as awesome for some reason. And there's no data to back this up, right? Like there's no like performance evaluation. There's no HR conversation, right? It's just, you know, it's kind of like when you go, you know, let's say this person, Jane is looking to get a new job. And, you know, Jane's talking to this team. This team goes and talks to her current manager. And her current manager won't say that she's a bad performer because she's not. She won't say that she's not a team player because she's not. But instead what she will say is, you know, oh, Jane, yeah, you know what? There's something about her. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I just don't think it's working out. And they don't have to really say much, right? They don't have to back that up. They don't have nothing. But the damage in that moment is done. I kind of wrote down when I've experienced this multiple times in my career. And now in hearing it from people that I care about and, you know, people that I'm mentoring, hearing them go through it, it's really hard to hear that, right? It's hard to hear them wonder about themselves and whether they did something wrong or, you know, did they, you know, are they a bad performer? Are they not, you know, doing what they're supposed to? And then calling out for help and asking their leadership to coach them and guide them to the right thing, to, you know, to fit the mold. And their leadership will not help them, right? So you're kind of stuck. You're now in a position where your leadership will not support your growth within the company. And at the same time, your leadership won't help you become someone who could be supported either. It is a terrifying and terrible place to be. So I make this podcast for those of you who have been there before or are there right now. And I want to, like, you know, share with you that it works out. It always works out. I've had this happen multiple times in my career. And at the end of the day, those people, it is not about me. It is always about, like, the person that is leading me, you know, might have issues with, who knows? Usually it's like unconscious bias. They don't even understand why they don't want me to succeed. But the way that you know it, right? Like if there is a problem, and this is what I always tell people, as you move into a new job, you make sure you understand the KPIs that are used to evaluate your success in that role. No matter what it is, you identify what those KPIs are and you create a cadence with your manager. It's called managing up. You create a cadence with your manager that says, this is how often we're going to speak about this, and I want a checkpoint and I want feedback. And if you can't give me that feedback, then we need to find somebody who can, maybe a stakeholder or something. But you need to create those feedback loops for yourself, because what I've seen happen over and over and over again is this kind of horrible victimization that happens where the leader somehow comes to the conclusion that this person isn't cutting it anymore, this woman isn't cutting it anymore, doesn't feel like investing, doesn't want to invest, or doesn't know how to invest in that person by teaching them, training them, coaching them. And so they ultimately are put in a position where they have to leave that organization. And sometimes they even leave the company. And it is a huge loss. These are peak performers, right? This is you probably. You are probably, you know that you go all out. You do, you know, you work from passion. You are, you know, you come from a place of kindness and good intent. And you end up finding yourself here going, wait, how did I get here? And like I said, I mean, yeah, I've experienced this myself, and I've never really shared the details of any of the times that it's happened. Maybe I'll do that on the show one day. I definitely think we should open, you know, maybe we'll do kind of a, we won't tell who people are, but if you've had this experience, I'd love to have you on this show to just talk about it. But more importantly, come from a place of like, we moved past this. I was a victor over this, right? Like for me, I've had this happen multiple times, but I always found a better place. And I always, honestly, I always believed that there was a better place. If I ran into this kind of behavior, I knew that this is just a reflection of it not being the right place for me, and I need to move on. And those moves have always profited my career and put me in a place where I could be more successful. But without that belief, right, you end up taking jobs that are less than who you are. You end up going from being a peak performer and a rock star to kind of hiding and, you know, eating at your desk and like not talking to people. Like it ends up perpetuating into just an unhappy work life. So for those of you who are listening, you know, who maybe are brand new to your career and have never experienced this, I'm not saying that this will happen to you. I honestly pray that it will not. But there are so many women that this has happened to, and none of us, like, I know at least when I was going through it, I felt completely alone. Alone. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, how did I go from being a rock star literally one day to a week later being like about to be put on a performance plan? How does that happen? And it wasn't even a performance plan. It was just nobody would give me a job. And I was just like, what? I don't understand. I thought, like, I just spoke at your conference. I just, you know, delivered this, you know, white paper. I just wrote this book. I don't understand. It's not okay. And B, I just want to make sure that if you are going through this or know someone who's going through this, that they know that they're not alone. And that this is unfortunately kind of part of the journey of those who are underrepresented in tech, where there is potentially an unconscious bias against. Because the sad predicament with unconscious bias is that even when approached, even when like flat out called out, people who have this unconscious bias don't even believe that they do. Don't even see it in themselves. Even when like presented with the facts, like, here, you just said this, and that's really not true. That's a biased statement about a stereotypical fact in your brain. And even when presented with that, they'll be like, that's not really what I said, right? Or like they'll backpedal instead of just taking ownership and being like, oh my gosh, I need to change my mindset. That I've never heard that said, unfortunately. But those that do change their mindset become incredible leaders. And I have, luckily, had incredible leaders. So this podcast is for all of those of you who are out there that are going through any kind of time in your career where you are being given signals that maybe you're not doing well or maybe you're not performing well. And maybe that's the case. But the way to clearly identify this is by deriving KPIs or key performance indicators. These are usually statistics, metrics that can be measured about your success in that role. And if you're not succeeding, then you should find another role. You should find a place to be successful. But those metrics will eliminate the fact that you are not performing. And then you can get down to the real reason, well, why can't I go to this conference? Why can't I, you know, take on this speaking gig that I really want to do? Why can't I do these things that could help grow my career? And it'll help you have conversations that don't get shrouded with this vagueness of, oh, we're not really sure about how well you're doing in the role, right? Like, let's just nip that in the bud right away. So I think what I want to do and what I'd like to do, I'm actually going to send you guys, maybe I'll post it on Twitter or put it in the Facebook group. There's actually a Facebook group for Lady Coders. You guys can join. Anyone can join. Just type in Lady Coders in Facebook. It'll pop right up. And it has the same logo as the podcast, so you should recognize it. Join it. And what I'll do in this group is actually post what I do for my status reports. What I would do if I was in this situation. I'm not currently, but what I would do in this situation. And I just think, like, if we all could post, like, how do we measure our own KPIs, right? Maybe we could help another person, someone who might happen upon this podcast and be like, oh my gosh, I'm going through this and I'm just going to quit and become, you know, somebody else. I'm going to go do another job. Even though my passion is in tech, I'm going to go and become a real estate agent or whatever. Not that real estate agent is bad, but if it's not who you are, right? If it doesn't delight you, if you don't drive to do it every single day, if tech drives you that way, you should be able to stay in tech, right? And so I find that we kind of have to band together and create a way for us to be successful and help each other. So I'll go into Lady Coders. I'll post kind of the way that I've derived my KPIs and roles that I've had. I hope you guys will do the same. Maybe we could create just a little repository just for Lady Coders of ways, you know, that we have just between us, you know, as friends, we've created a way to protect ourselves in this way. I hate that that's necessary, but I've heard too many stories now. I mean, just too many. I heard three today. And it just breaks my heart. And I feel like we can change this, but the first step is just talking about it. So if you want to be on my show, send me a voice message on Anchor FM, or you could just shoot me a DM on Twitter. You can hit me up on Facebook. I really don't mind how you, on LinkedIn, you name it. I'm happy. Any direction it comes from is valid. And let's just set up some time to talk through maybe what you're going through or what you have gone through. Let's just demystify this thing. Like, there is nothing wrong with peak performers, and we have got to keep them from being, like, from having their wings clipped and then ultimately losing them from this industry. Saddest story I heard today. So thanks so much for listening. You know, not all of my podcasts are rants. This one tended to be, but I hope you found some value in it. I hope you probably, you know, have your own mechanism for identifying success in your role and making sure that that success is documented. You never know when you'll need that, but more importantly, it kind of feels good to have documentation of the great work that you're doing. And sometimes we get a little lazy and stop doing that. And it's just not worth the cost in case anything happens. So thanks again, guys. I really appreciate every single one of you who take the time to listen to my podcasts. It means a lot to me, and I really want to, anything I could do to help you, I will. I hope you believe that. I know I do. All right. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you again very, very soon.